Ben and I just wrote and wrote and wrote music for like 7 years. I mean, we actually just didn't try to get a record deal for a good like 5 or 6 years. But more than anything, we just like sat in Ben's apartment, you know, me in the closet doing vocals, just like recording and writing and writing and making yourselves better and, you know, getting the whole band established, you know.
Ben and Amy didn't instantly form Evanescence, but they did almost immediately begin writing and playing songs together and gradually developed a shared vision of what they wanted their music to sound like. Their joint influences and inspirations included Nirvana, Nine Inch Nails, Korn, Björk, Radiohead, Sting, Portishead, Type O Negative and Tori Amos. But the artist they were most enthused about, who they most wished to emulate and maybe work with one day, was the film's soundtrack composer, Danny Elfman. Elfman is best known for his work with director Tim Burton, whose eccentric, individual and darkly humorous films owe much of their eerie atmosphere to Elfman's unique scores. Quirky, unsettling, epic and emotionally uplifting without being corny, Elfman's music to accompany films such as The Nightmare Before Christmas, Batman and Edward Scissorhands represent a form of contemporary orchestral gothic that struck a distinctly moody minor chord in Ben and Amy's hearts. Like many others, they also enjoyed his work with cult alternative rock group Oingo Boingo, whose fans had also included the young Kurt Cobain. The cinematic and orchestral sweep of Elfman's work, with its beguiling darkness, was central to the music Ben and Amy saw themselves making. Artists like Portishead and Enigma suggested ways that this music could be fused with hip-hop beats and electronic rhythms without losing its lush, elegiac atmosphere. If they could then fuse this with the gothic rock and heavy metal that was their first love, while maintaining the complex and sophisticated level of songwriting that Amy was developing at the piano, topped with her otherworldly vocals, well, then they'd really be onto something. From the beginning, Evanescence set out to combine aggression and power with beauty and introspection, to create dark, heavy rock that nevertheless conveyed a positive message of hope. Their name means a dissipation, something fleeting and vanishing, dispersing like a vapor. It's also right next to evangelism in the dictionary, which may or may not be a coincidence, as Ben and Amy's shared Christian faith was also an important element in their conception of the band. Ben, in particular, was a committed Christian who had thought long and hard about his spiritual beliefs. "We're just sick of being bombarded with catchy riffs that have no depth or meaning behind them," he told Stranger Things magazine in 1999, shortly after the release of their debut EP. "The message we as a band want to convey more than anything is simple. God is love." He went on to say how he felt that bigotry and intolerance amongst people who called themselves Christians created more atheists than anything else, and how he personally felt God was non-judgmental. "We hope to express in our music that Christianity is not a rigid list of rules to follow," he said. "All of our songs are not about rainbows and sunshine. Sometimes it rains. Who can we help if we won't even talk about it? No one is alone." Ben and Amy were spurred on by their competitive instincts. Whenever one would write a song that they were particularly proud of, the other would try to better it. Eventually, they realized that they had enough good material to form a band. Initially, though, other members recruited never seemed to last. They came on board and then just as quickly departed, unable to share the core duo's vision or penetrate their insular creative partnership. So they wrote and recorded their songs themselves, overdubbing all the parts, with Ben playing guitars and drums, as well as programming the electronic parts, while Amy sang and played piano and keyboards. And, very occasionally, they would venture out live, hiring local musicians from Arkansas's burgeoning Christian rock and metal scene to accompany them for the night. Then, like their name suggested, they would fade away once more, dispersing silently back into the night.